Welcome to the June edition of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Research papers and engineering reports in this issue span a wide range of topics in audio, including next-generation communication displays and data hiding. We also bring you a feature on acoustic enhancement systems and a report on last year's audio education conference. Durand Begalt and his colleagues kick off the issue with their paper on auditory and haptic cues for the next generation of air transport data link systems. Such systems will require users to select among multiple incoming messages, and the research reported here looked into different kinds of switches as well as auditory feedback from switch contacts. The authors conclude that any replacement of physical controls by virtual touchscreens should include audio feedback. Also in the realm of communication systems, Stefan Götz and a group of co-researchers test objective quality measures for speech quality when speech is processed by room compensation algorithms. Such processing can be done in comms devices to reduce the degradations in quality that arise from reverberation in the room when the person is talking. The authors evaluate the sound quality of de-reverberated signals using listening tests, and the results are compared to objective measures of the same. Jonathan Pinau, Laurent Guérin, and Cleo Barras go on to explain a data-hiding technique for injecting auxiliary data into a digital audio stream for situations in which high-bit data is more important than robustness to processing and attacks. They say that such an approach is needed in applications where auxiliary data is intended to enrich the program content rather than handle copy protection or rights tracking, and they use a psychoacoustic model to achieve inaudibility of the hidden data. Finally, an engineering report from Jorge Mendoza-Lopez and his colleagues describes transducer effects on direct digital to acoustic loudspeaker arrays. The work considers the importance of using real sources rather than idealized point sources, and the influence of factors such as sampling rate, transducer type, and bit-to-transducer assignment on the resulting acoustic field. Using randomized bit assignment, the distortion was reduced considerably. Better late than never, we report on last year's audio education conference that was held in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can find out about all that was discussed in course design, studio management, student career planning, and more in this comprehensive feature with plenty of pictures to give you a feel for the event. Speaking of conferences, we're also approaching fast the 55th Conference on Spatial Audio, taking place in Finland in August. We offer a full preview of this important event in the June issue, along with a preliminary program so that you can make your plans to attend. Next March in Hollywood, there'll be a groundbreaking AES conference on the future of audio entertainment technology, considering cinema, television, and the internet. In this issue, we repeat the call for papers, so it's time to start considering your possible contribution so you can join your colleagues from around the globe next spring in the World Center of the Entertainment Industry. Our main feature article this month explains the various types of acoustic enhancement systems used for changing the reverberation and reflections of speakers. Acoustic consultant Ben Koch recently gave a comprehensive tutorial on the topic, and here he works with Francis Rumsey to present the subject to readers of the AES Journal. We also bring you the second in our new soundboard series of columns on pressing or controversial issues in audio engineering. Here, Floyd Toole offers his thoughts on room reflections and their effect on the sound from loudspeakers, asking whether it's time to reconsider what we have always thought we knew in light of recent findings. There's the usual roundup of news about standards, new products, and AES section meetings, so find time to dip into this latest issue of your industry's premier scholarly journal and keep up to date with the latest in engineering research. You'll find all this and more in the latest issue of the AES Journal, available online now at www.aes.org. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.